Welcome to Take the 12. Congratulations on taking this step. I'm grateful to be able to share this step with you because our big book tells us in the first paragraph of chapter 7, Working with Others, quote, "Practical experience shows that nothing will so much ensure immunity from drinking as intensive work with other alcoholics. It works when other activities fail," end quote. In this recording, I'll be reading content found in the step study at takethe12.org for step 6. The information shared here is just one AA member's personal experience and does not speak for any other member's experience or for AA itself. So let's get started. From the foreword of the 12 and 12, it says this: AA's 12 steps are a group of principles, spiritual in their nature, which, if practiced as a way of life, can expel the obsession to drink and enable the sufferer to become happily and usefully whole. Step 6. We're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. With each step in this study, I've started off sharing what I tell each person I teach to take the steps, that one thing I learned about this step that was the most important thing to know. Now, remember, this is just my experience and may not be the experience of another member of the AA Fellowship. The one thing that I need to know about step 6, willingness is the key. The spiritual principle found in this step is willingness, and the reading assignment for step 6 is in the Big Book, page 76, and in the 12 and 12, pages 63 through 69. Because I believe that in each of the steps there is something to surrender, here's what we'll be surrendering in step 6. The desire to hold on to my defects of character, no matter how familiar or comfortable they are. Here's the step summary. Let's start off with a really bold statement. All 12 steps are important, but 6 and 7 are the meat and substance of our program. We must have an extremely healthy and personal relationship with them, else we are likely to drink again. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever been driving a car and saw a light come on your dashboard? Have the car start spittering and sputtering, then die. Then you coast over to the side of the road, put the car in park, get out and walk around to the front of the car, open the hood, and realize you have absolutely no friggin' idea what to do with what you see in front of you? Well, that was much the experience many members had when they finished their first official fifth step and realized just exactly the mess that had been laid before them, which they had built their whole entire lives upon. Up to the point that they'd walked through their fourth step, they'd thought they'd lived fairly successful lives, which, by the way, is one of the 100 forms of self-delusion. In walking through the inventory process, we uncover a plethora of shortcomings, faults, and imperfections that we finally had to begin looking at that for years had created the outline to our thoughts, feelings, emotions, and finally, our actions. What do we do with what we uncovered? Little did we know that a good hard look at and a letting go of those things were going to eventually give us a life beyond our wildest dreams. We were so ill-prepared and highly untrained to not only see, but understand how our pride, anger, greed, gluttony, lust, envy, and sloth, our PAGGLES, P-A-G-G-L-E-S, pride, anger, greed, gluttony, lust, envy, sloth, all founded in fear. Fear of not getting something we demand or of losing something we possess, they were the components that kept leading us to the only solution that seemingly worked every time, alcohol. The purpose of step 6 is to become fully prepared to rid ourselves of the flaws we listed in step 4, to become willing to let our higher power remove our defects, and to stop pursuing whatever our idea of perfection is. The sixth step is a call to perfection. It separates those who are working the program and those who drift through the program. Quote, The difference between the boys and the men is the difference between striving for a self-determined objective and for the perfect objective, which is of God," end quote, from the 12 and 12, page 68. For those of us who've been around for a while, we try to dispel some of the myths about our program of action. Here's a myth about step 6. We can do this on our own. One of the biggest misconceptions about this step is that we have the ability to become less of these things on our own. We do not have the skill set to become less of the flaws in our character that caused our failure. It is way above our pay grade. We strengthen our faith in a power greater than ourselves and allow God to remove them from us. Let's take a look at a list of defects and assets. While this is by no means a complete list of defects of character, it is a great place to start for us to begin to see the things in our lives that have caused our failure. The left column is defects, the right column is character assets. So if I find myself being selfish, I just need to be more giving and sharing. Resentful, I need to be more forgiving. Cocky, I need to be more mild-mannered. Slothful, I need to work harder. If I'm being sarcastic, maybe I need to be a little bit more complimentary. Hateful, I need to be more forgiving. Or lustful, I need to be more content. What is the corrective measure or action that we can take today to become more of these character assets? Those are the things that we get to ask ourselves. Let's take a look at the inventory and checklist for step 6. Taking a step displays a willingness to write inventory and allow it to surrender something within us. Write inventory on your most serious shortcomings around the practical application of this step in your life today. For example, how am I applying the spiritual principle found in this step to every moment of my life? In your personal relationships, if yes, provide examples. Number 1, do I do or say things that will make me feel a little or a lot superior to someone else? Number 2, do my dreams of romance really cover up imaginary sex excursions, even in my mind? Number 3, do I use justified resentments as an excuse to criticize others and enjoy self-righteous anger? And number 4, do I enjoy milder forms of gluttony that are not totally ruinous? Make sure you list your corrective measures. At work, if yes, provide examples. Number 1, do I use justified resentments as an excuse to criticize others and enjoy self-righteous anger? Number 2, do I wish for what I do not have rather than working for it? Number 3, am I supportive to my coworkers? Number 4, do I approach my work from a service perspective or is it just a paycheck? Make sure you list your corrective measures here. With God and in AA, if yes, provide examples. Number 1, do I use justified resentments as an excuse to criticize others and enjoy self-righteous anger? Number 2, do I wish for what I do not have rather than working for it? And number 3, am I entirely ready to have God remove all my defects of character? Make sure you list your corrective measures for this one as well. Here's the step checklist for step 6. If you can answer yes to these questions, you've likely taken this step. Number 1, have I identified those defects of character that I presently have that I'd like to have removed? Number 2, have you relinquished dependency on anything other than a higher power? For example, people, food, approval, loneliness, money, success, etc. Number 3, am I ready to let go of anything I'd be ashamed of doing in the presence of my higher power? Some examples are excessive masturbation, hiding from problems, inappropriate sexual behavior, stealing, etc. Number 4, am I no longer afraid I will lose something I possess if I let go of my defects? Number 5, am I no longer afraid I will fail to get something I demand if I let go of my defects? Number 6, do I really believe I am powerless to remove each of the defects? And number 7, am I entirely ready to have God remove each of these defects? We need more members with long-term sobriety willing to share with the newcomer what it looks like to feel hopeless and helpless in the rooms of AA when that's true for them. Finally, I've chosen to put as the last word on each step that the only problem we ever really have is separation from God. When I find myself struggling in any way, I try and remember that it doesn't matter what the problem may look like. In every single case, the real problem is my thinking about that person, place, thing, or situation. When I can take the action needed to get right with God, I'm on the right track to ensuring that the personality change sufficient to bring about recovery from alcoholism happens in my life. God bless.